the universe. The new science of creation, invention of the worlds, can be called cosmo-inventology, from the Greek word cosmos for the world and the Latin word for invention. Based on our experience, sensation, and acquired knowledge, the world is that within which we exist. That is, what encompasses us and at the same time extends beyond our limits. We comprehend the world with the help of the sense organs, sometimes equipped with instruments, but always remaining the final authority and instrument of our perception, and hence the formation of the idea of reality. Mentally, the world can be viewed from three points of view. Our natural point of view, the inhabitant of this world, subjective reality. Some objective observer in our world, objective reality. And an outside observer who is outside our universe. The latter point of view is purely speculative, for it is not verifiable, since our universe does not allow us to observe ourselves from without. In general, the possibility of such observation is doubtful, but it is quite acceptable as a mental exercise. Moreover, it is not at all important to consider our creation as the result of an act of creation or spontaneous generation and development. The difference of approaches does not affect the possibility of the existence of these three points of view. Although, of course, the very concept of the universe arises here as the result of belief in the creative process of a certain creator or meaningful creative power. Realization is characterized by the reconstruction of reality in our consciousness and only then its analysis. One way or another, we can claim that the very process of our perception and analysis of reality consists in recreating it in our consciousness, and therefore we, whether we like it or not, recreate the world in ourselves. That is, our consciousness creates a certain world which we believe corresponds to the real world. For simplicity, take a photo. By taking a picture of a broken tree and showing the picture to another person, we allow him to come to the correct conclusion that the tree was broken without directly watching the real tree. That is, we create the image of the tree in the figure, and this image may or may not have a prototype in reality. Moreover, the pattern in both cases will be the same. A person reviewing our drawing will not be able to reliably state whether the tree depicted by us actually exists or is a figment of our imagination. Since ancient times, such an act of recreation was drawing, so cave paintings carry certain information about animals affected by spears. We can recreate the images of these animals in our minds and make a correct conclusion that somehow an animal existed that was hit by an object called a spear. So by sketching or photographing, we recreate the world, and based on this image, our senses, in this case vision, recreate the image in our mind and allow us to analyze it. Moreover, at a certain moment, it becomes completely irrelevant whether there is a broken tree or a dead beast in reality. Our perception and analysis will take place in exactly the same way. That is, we, in our own way, create certain elements of the world, transferring their mapping or imagining them to paper. Here we can assert that under certain conditions, our consciousness, subjective, and even the consciousness of many observers, objective, will not be able to determine from the drawing, except for indirect signs not related to this example, whether this image actually had a prototype or not. Man is a creative being because creation is peculiar to consciousness. So any object of the universe tends to participate in the changes. This object can be passive or active, conscious or not. One way or another, the creative act depends not on the creator, but on the viewer, the observer, capable of awareness. Thus, such an inanimate phenomenon as the formation of clouds or frost on the glass can create images that will be understood in our consciousness, and then we will become co-creators of these images. And here it is important to emphasize that the creator of the image that is not only us, but also an unconscious